All right, Fritzburg and Blood and Faith.com. It's the 15th of March, 2024, and this is kind of a news and commentary podcast, if you will. It's an understatement to say that there's things going on in the world. There's the Ukraine situation. There's the Gaza-Israel situation. There is inflation. There is a fraudulent president in the White House. There is cannibals in Haiti. And on and on and on. I wanted to take a chance to address a couple of these things and try to make sense of it all. There's an old saying by the, I don't know who came up with it, but never let a crisis go to waste. You've probably heard that before. If something happens, don't just, you know, use that to justify whatever actions you want to take. And there's another saying in, oh, it's the dialectic. It's kind of the Marxist dialectic. It's action. It's not action, reaction, and then it's thesis, synthesis, thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. In other words, you have something that happens, there's a counteraction to that, and then there's whatever comes out in between that. And the way the people can use that is if you want to have an outcome X, you create the situation that is going to force you to create a response to the situation that drives you towards X. So if you want, for example, a one-world government, how do you have that? Well, you have to create in the minds of people the idea that you can only manage these crises from the central. So you create a global problem, or you create the illusion of a global problem. And then you say, hey, here's a global problem. We have the solution for it. This is the solution to the global problem. Give us your consent or not, and we're going to drive us towards the solution. And what it ends up doing is consolidating power out of the hands of we the people towards a central driving global government. That's just one example. Another example is if you believe that people are not healthy, you say, look, you're not healthy. And you want to consolidate control and maybe cull the population, you create a disease, then you create the solution to the disease, and then you tell the people you have to accept the solution to this disease, and then a few years later you find out that that solution to the disease actually culled the population, which is what we're finding out now. It turns out that all across the world, Europe, United States, Japan, Australia, there is a huge correlation between getting the COVID vaccine and the COVID vaccine boosters and these turbo cancers. I'll put some links here at bloodandfaith.com. Part of me presumes that you're read up on these things. Part of me presumes that you pay attention to these things, but I wanted to bring it all together a little bit. There is a growing, amazingly growing consensus in the, not amongst we the people, but amongst the elites, that there's a problem with misinformation and disinformation and fake news and hate speech. And it's all tied together. Here's the problem, but we can solve the problem. And we're going to use AI to solve it. We're going to use new laws to solve it. We're going to use government agencies to solve the problem in order to protect you from fake news, false news, and hate speech. And it's going on in Europe. It's going on in North America. It's going on, well, it's been going on in China since the founding of the CCP. And the churches are silent about it. It's a global problem. And so we're going to ban TikTok. And all that legislation is an open door to ban anything and everything. All you have to do is find a nexus between foreign influences, and it doesn't have to be a factual jury-decided nexus. It can be the mere accusation of, we think there's, in fact, you don't even, it does. You can say, you know what, there's a foreign Russian bot on Gab. So that's foreign influence. We're going to shut down Gab. They'll never shut down Facebook because Facebook is controlled by you-know-who. But that's just an example. Oh, Fritz Bergen at bloodandfaith.com, he has ideas that are very similar to ideas from, name some foreign source. I don't think I do. But you know what? You could say, Viktor Orban wants a Christian civilization. That's foreign influence. You could say that Vladimir Putin wants a Christian, historically Christian Russian. You know, that's foreign influence, and they shut down bloodandfaith.com. For example. Or my Gab feed or my Twitter feed. Foreign influence. It could be hate speech. It's all hate speech. Everything I do, everything Fritz Berger does at bloodandfaith.com is hate speech, according to the Jews, because I have a counter-Jewish influence called Jesus Christ and called the Word of God. Oh, it's hate speech. We've got to stop hate speech. It's the greatest evil, growing anti-Semitism. You know, never has the people been more powerful, more rich, more influential, and yet they're just experts at claiming a victimhood. I don't know when people are going to wake up with that. Church has got to start with that. Yeah, you'd think the blacks would. Some of the blacks have woken up to that. I looked at these guys and said, yeah, you biggest bunch of hypocrites that ever were. You claim to be a victim, yet you run the show? Wow, how does that work out for you? At least we can claim to be victims and there's no illusions that we blacks somehow run the show. It's truly incredible. But you know what? Their father is the deceiver. This is why they have the power to do that. Their father, the father of the Jews is the devil. The father of the Jews is the devil. It's not God. They're not God's chosen people. The father of the Jews is the devil. They're the synagogue of Satan, according to Jesus Christ. Modern Jews, anyway, modern, I say, I'm going back 2,000 years. They're not the biological offspring of Israel, who was once named Jacob. Maybe some people don't know this, but Israel was the son of Isaac. Isaac was the son of Abraham. Israel's original name was Jacob, and God changed his name to Israel. And these modern people who call themselves Jews have stolen that name. They're identity thieves and they're frauds, claiming to be God's chosen people when they're, in fact, Lucifer's chosen people. So they have all the power in the world and at the same time can claim victimhood at the same time. It's really quite remarkable. And all the power of deception, all the power of deception, all the power of deception. That's what Satan does. And when the church comes along, they say, well, we're the body of Christ on the earth, and it's our job to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. What do you think that the job of the synagogue of Satan is to do but to spread deception and lies and murder? If it's the church's job, and it is, to be the body of Christ, as the church, we're the body of Christ, and we're the mouthpiece of Christ on the earth, and we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, we say what the Bible says, we say what Jesus Christ says, and we spread the truth. What do you think the job of the synagogue of Satan is? It's to be his mouthpiece on the earth. It's to bring death and destruction and deception to the earth. Who is the synagogue of Satan? Jesus Christ. It said it's the people who call themselves Jews. And by the way, they're not Jews. They're identity thieves and they're frauds, said Jesus Christ, Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. I don't know if you ever listen to Bannon's War Room. I enjoy. He's there's many reasons I enjoy it, but he is a brilliant man. I don't always agree with him, but he's absolutely spot on, and he's unapologetic. I like the guy. Strong man, and a brilliant man. And one of the things I appreciate is during his show, he has a cold open, and it's usually somebody from MSNBC, the opposition, shall we say. And they're brutal. MSNBC is brutal. They're absolutely brutal in what they have to say. Their lies are over the top. Their accusations are over the top. There's no holds barred. And I think it was yesterday, they had a cold open with somebody. I can't tell because I don't watch it. I hear it. And three or four times, this woman said that the too many white Christians, white Christians, white Christians, white Christians, white Christians as the enemy. White Christians as the enemy. Too many white Christians. White Christians as the enemy and the propagators of evil. Now, this person doesn't say those things because she woke up some morning and, you know, had a fight with, you know, her neighbor who was a white Christian. It's all vetted. It's approved. She's got her talking points. She's got her, somebody has given these for her to normalize. That's the first time I've ever heard it on mainstream media. We're going to go after white Christians. Now, it's been said in pieces and parts. That new book that just came out, The Greatest Threat to America is the White Rural Folk. The only thing they left out is the white rural Christian folk. I'm sure it's in the book. So they're normalizing hatred towards the white and Christian race. And I've said this. The whites become Christian. Europe becomes Christendom. And the church has been guilty of participating in Satan's plan to atomize human individuals. The Protestant church especially. We're individuals. We're individuals. So you need to personally get born again. You need to get born again. You personally need a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And all that's true. But when they put it that way, it's as if everything else doesn't matter. And that is not true. That is not true. Your race matters. I could go off on this. I could make a whole podcast on this, and I have before. Your gender, your sex matters. Your XX chromosome matters. Your XY chromosomes matter. Oh, but we're under Jesus. Okay, listen, are you one of those churches that is marrying XXs and together? If it doesn't matter, you've probably gone there. Do you have unisex bathrooms now? You endorsing trannies? You endorsing sex changes for your kids? This is the deception, and these are the lies. These are the deceptions, and these are the lies. And, of course, but then they're very happy to come out and categorize whites and Christians, the nation, the race, as evil. I mentioned how they want to ban TikTok. Listen, that's an open door to ban anything and everything. Is TikTok Chinese spyware? Absolutely it is. Is Facebook a spyware? Absolutely it is. Hello? Is your Gmail account spyware? Absolutely it is. You don't think they're tracking you? Tracking everybody you've emailed? Who do you think funded Facebook and Google and Gmail? U.S. intelligence agencies. You don't think that's all spyware? Of course it is. Talked a lot about Jews here at bloodandfaith.com. And the only thing I want to say today is over the history of the world, over the history of last, 2,500 years, many, many people who were not the biological descendants of Israel, also known as Jacob, have converted to Judaism. They are not, I mentioned this the other day. Marilyn Monroe converted to Judaism. Liz Taylor converted to Judaism. That black dancer, I forget his name. I got him up on one of my sites. Converted to Judaism. Japanese smart guys have converted to Judaism. Entire nations converted to Judaism. Edom, also known as Esau, was forcibly converted to Judaism about 100 years before the birth of Christ. Herod the Great was from Esau. He was an Edomite. The Jews in John chapter 8, who says we've never been slaved, they were not the offsprings of Israel, otherwise known as Jacob. They admit it. They said, we've never been enslaved. Well, that rules them out for being the offspring of Israel. The Khazars converted 700 AD, 700 years after Christ's resurrection, converted to Judaism. And other nations, too. Go up and look at conversion to Judaism. Just do your own research. You don't have to believe me. Believe the Jews. The Jews talk about this. There's many, 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 many articles by Jewish publications talking about converts to Judaism. Many. Ashkenazic Jews are largely Khazarians who converted 700 AD, converted to Talmudic Judaism. Got a picture of Georgie Bush, little Georgie H. Bush. Wandering around with a Talmud, studying his Talmudic Judaism. Obama claims to be pretty much Jewish. Biden claims to be pretty much Jewish. All his kids married Jews. Trump goes to the devil wall, that devil wall over there in Jerusalem. They call it the Wailing Wall. He bows down and he worships the Wailing Wall, worships Satan at the Wailing Wall. His daughter Ivanka converts to Judaism to marry another Jew. One of the things the Jews are smart about is they'll bring in all the smart rich people and get them converted to their satanic religion. They worship Satan. They worship Satan. Jesus Christ said it. I could give you all the historical examples. I've eschewed that by and large because I want you to understand what the scriptures say. That ought to be all you need. It ought to be all you need. John 8, 44, Revelation 2, 9, Revelation 3, 9, 1 Thessalonians 2, 14 through 16. But when you understand the scriptures, you go out and you look at the world and say, oh, okay, now this makes sense. It makes sense. Did not Satan offer Jesus Christ rulership of over all the nations and all the glory that pertaineth thereto, which is basically all the wealth and the power and ruling over the nations? Christ turned Satan down. The Jews took Satan up. Agenda 2020. No, 2030. Agenda 2030, also known as Agenda 21. They have a plan for the world. They got a plan for the world. One is depopulation. Greens, and they truss it up. Goes back to what I was saying. It's thesis, antithesis, synthesis. We know where we want to go. We want to rule everybody. We want to have our agenda. And so we're going to create crisis, or at least the illusion of crises. These illusion of crises can be climate change. It can be a global pandemic. It can be hate speech. It can be misinformation. In fact, it's all of the above. And you stir up people and you get them all nervous. And you say, see, we were right. We were right. There's this global disease is going around. We got to vaccinate everybody. Well, they create the global disease. They create the global disease. They create COVID. Then they create the solution. They create the COVID vaccines. And then several years later, there's a huge mortality spike. It's out there. It's all public. Now, those that control the press, the mainstream press, or you know who, try to suppress this. But it's out there if you're willing to look. At a certain point, the pastors have to pull their head out of the very dark space and acknowledge this. There's a genocidal program going on. Part of Agenda 2030, and my own agency talks about this. My employer talks about that, as well as many other government agencies, promoting and advancing Agenda 2030. Deindustrialization of Germany, deindustrialization of the United States, the elimination of meat from our diet, depopulation of rural areas to jam them all into 15-minute cities. This is not a conspiracy theory. These are not conspiracy theories. They're open about it. Governments are open about it. I mean, who do you think funds the WEF? Who do you think funds the UN? It's government agencies. It's government, including your own. And of course, this goes to the whole concept of democracy. When you listen to Biden talk about democracy, for him, democracy is a certain set of goals that he wants. It's exactly the same way the old communists work. We got to have communism. We got to have socialism, because socialism is what the people want, and it's good for the people. Socialism and just switch out the word and call it democracy. It used to be, when I went to college, democracy was the idea that the people, the demos, had a say, in fact, had the whole say, in how they're going to be ruled. But what the Marxists have done, what the Jews have done, is you and this is classical communism, classical Marxism. You're college educated, you should have been taught about this, is you set up a dictatorship of the proletariat, and you say, well, we know what is good for the people. We know what is good for the nation, and we have to overcome these latent forces of the bourgeoisie and the capitalists. And we can't do that by just kind of having it organically happen. So we have to have a dictatorship of the proletariat that's going to force our society into true socialism and then true communism and the fading away of the state. Of course, the fading of the way of the state will never come, never comes. So what Biden has done, Biden's handlers have done, they don't use the word socialism or communism, they call it democracy. Anybody can see that it has nothing to do with the will of the people. They seize power in the name of the people, in the name of the democracy, and force feed their agenda upon the rest of the world, specifically for the United States. We're going to force you to accept democracy. What is democracy? It's trannyism, it's sodomy, homosexual marriage. It's hatred towards the white race. It's hatred towards Christians. It's Agenda 2030. It's why do you think they're releasing wolves in every place they can? It's to drive out independent ranchers, not just the hunters, not just hunter, not just to decimate the deer and elk population, but to drive out the independent ranchers. I know one independent rancher. He did cattle, now he does sheep. What do you think that's going to do? It's going to make it economically unviable at some point to continue to do this. They're already doing this, of course, in Europe. Well, we found a chicken that's got some disease. We're going to slaughter millions of chickens now. Well, there goes your eggs, and there goes your chicken, there goes your meat prices. And they have a solution. You're going to eat bugs. That's their solution. You're going to eat bugs. They know where they want us to go. They want to get us utterly dependent on manufactured bug non-food. So let's create a problem. Let's create diseases. I don't know. For all I know, chronic wasting diseases is another example of that. Eat chronic wasting diseases among deer and elk to wipe out those herds. Introduce wolves to wipe out those herds. Have it get into the food chain, the chickens and the cattle. Oh, you can't eat that stuff anymore. We got bugs. Here's bugs. Tastes just like Kentucky Fried Chicken. And then they fill that with chemicals, and next thing you know, you know, everybody's infertile. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. They're open about it. They talk about it. Agenda 2030. I did a podcast on that 6 months ago. Canada, I don't know if the law is pending or if it's passed, but they've got legislation out there to put people in life in prison for propagating hate speech, which probably means I can never go back to Canada. I love Canada. I've been all over British Columbia. Gorgeous, gorgeous place. We used to go up there on a regular, once a year, a couple times a year, way back in the 70s when I was a kid. Just gorgeous, gorgeous country. But I've been targeted by the Jews as a propagator of hate speech because I literally quote Jesus Christ. I literally say exactly what came out of the words of the mouth of Jesus Christ. And so they've given me whatever publicity I've had here at bloodandfaith.com hasn't been because, you know, I'm a brilliant marketing strategist or I'm a guru at social media, because I'm not. I have a particular gift, and just open up my mouth and talk, especially talk about theology, and to put things together so people can do a little bit of pattern recognition. And I've been reluctant to do that on some topics because I want you to get the scriptures into your heart. All right? If you get the scriptures in your heart and then you pay attention to the facts on the ground, it makes sense. I don't want to do it the other way around. It's about the holy scriptures. And then you look at the world and say, oh, wow, now it makes sense. And this is exactly why they have to have laws against disinformation and hate speech. They took the Bible out of the schools a long, long time ago, and that's why we're in the mess that we're in, and the churches. You can't have a neutral society. It's either going to be Christ or Antichrist. DHS and FBI are working with tech firms to suppress hate speech and misinformation. Food supply is a target. All these factories being burnt down. Energy supply is a big target. Germany's deindustrializing. The United States, you know, in my town, Colorado Springs, here, they tore down the coal-powered energy plant, electrical plant. Why? Well, because they got Agenda 2030. When we want to get rid of fossil fuels and make it all, you know, sun and wind. And there's lots of people smarter than I said, listen, this does not work. The math doesn't work on this. And we had this coal-fired power plant, and there was the air is perfectly clean, perfectly clean. They got an agenda. They have an agenda. And we're going to end up starving to death, getting all these diseases in us that are man-made because they have an agenda that they're pushing. It's an antichrist, totalitarian agenda. Some of you will say, well, that's going to herald the arrival of the Antichrist and the arrival of the beast system and the 666. And what I've been saying is, look, you're never going to fight the Antichrist that's coming if you can't fight the Antichrist that's in your midst. And when the church is busy bowing down and groveling before people who are liars, thieves, frauds, and murderers. That's very hard. And the church has been deceived. And this is why I bring out the scriptures about these people who are not Jews, but who call themselves Jews, who are not Israel, but call themselves Israel. That political entity in the Middle East today that calls itself Israel, they have stolen the name of Israel. The other day I had an extended series of videos of rabbis, Jewish rabbis, Talmudic rabbis, talking about how the white race, the Europeans, the Americans, are modern Edom and Amalek and must be genocided. They are openly talking about it, openly. The white and Christian race, folks. It's genocide against the white Christian race. Nobody's trying to depopulate Haiti or Africa. Unless it's South Africa. Genocide the white and Christian race of South Africa. Now they're going to genocide the white and Christian race in North America, in Europe. Why? Massive unlimited immigration. And if you're against it, you're racist and everything else, as you know. And you got the MSNBC talking heads talking about the white Christians are the enemy. This is a genocidal program. It's a program of genocide. And whites and Christians have been reluctant to stand up for themselves. They've been deceived. There is a disease of cowardice. I mean, nobody likes to be called a racist. I mean, nobody likes that. And so the church is quiet. I've mentioned many times that these words are just words of manipulation and control. They're cudgels of guilt and shame to beat people into submission. And the church of all the people, the pastors of all the people, have got to grow up, set, and stand up to this stuff. And yes, they will come back after you. They will double down on coming after you personally in your church to destroy you and your church. They will do that. Look, if you want to accommodate them, that fraternity is huge. It's called the fraternity of Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot accommodated the Jews. You don't want to join that fraternity. You just don't want to do that. Judas Iscariot is not a one-off. He's a preacher of the gospel, minister of the gospel, powerful minister of the gospel, knew Jesus Christ personally. He was one of only 12 people that Jesus Christ personally called and chose. But at the end of the day, he couldn't do it. He just said, I got to side with the Jews, and surely there's a way to make this all work out. I'm telling you, it's a big fat warning. So I don't know if that's enough or if that's too much. I'm going to put this up at bloodandfaith.com. I got a few links there, but it's all going on now. The church is silent. The white and Christian race must stand up. It needs to be led by the pastors, and let them call you racist. That's fine. So who are the children of Israel? I'm going to be getting into this more. I'm still allowing this to percolate and generate inside of me. But the children of Israel didn't go away. They went into exile. James 1:1 talks about this, to the 12 tribes dispersed abroad. This was after the resurrection. 12 tribes were dispersed around. Where did they go? They went to Europe. King David had ruddy skin and beautiful eyes. The gospel of Jesus Christ is preached in the Greek language, a European tongue. There is no epistle, there is no letter to the church that does not go to the European church. Every one of them goes to a European church. The Romans, the Corinthians, the Thessalonians, the Galatians. And then there's a couple of personal letters in there, a personal letter, you know, Timothy and things like that. But for named places, there's not even a letter to Jerusalem. And I've told you before, when you pray, you don't pray for the dusty city in the Middle East called Jerusalem. You pray for the church. That is the Jerusalem of God. The sons of Israel went to Europe. That's why the gospel goes to Europe. That's why Europe becomes Christendom. And that's why Satan and his children, the Jews, hate the white and Christian race. Is this full circle now? I don't know. you know, sometimes I want to develop this further, but sometimes I, you know, there's no reason to it. The Holy Scriptures were written in a European tongue. Why? To go to Europe. All the churches that have a letter written to them in the book of Revelation are European churches. Every one of them. There's no letter to a church in Africa or in Asia or in Judea or Samaria. They're all Europeans. The colonies are all in Western Anatolia. Every one of them a Greek and Roman colony. All of them European. The 12 tribes, the biologics of Israel, went to Europe. They brought the gospel to Europe, and the gospel chased them to Europe, and they converted. We converted. The white and Christian race. Go back and read Noah. Noah said, hey, listen, I got a prophecy. You sons of Ham are going to be slaves to Shem and Japheth. And by the way, the sons of Japheth are going to dwell in the tents of Shem. Jesus Christ comes through as the son of Mary, who is a descendant of Shem, but Japheth shall dwell in the tents of Shem. What's that tent? What's that tabernacle? It's salvation. Sons of Europe partake of the salvation that comes through Shem, the tabernacle of Shem, the tent of Shem. Japheth shall dwell in the tents of Shem. It talks about the salvation that God brought through Shem, and the sons of Europe are going to partake in that. King David, ruddy skin with beautiful eyes. The gospel is written in the Greek language, goes to Europe. It's the only place that becomes Christendom. Does it start making sense to you why they want to genocide the white and Christian race? Why the sons of Satan want to genocide the white and Christian race? Why the synagogue of Satan wants to genocide the white and Christian race. And they're open about it. The Jews are very, very open about it. Wake up. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.